FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz, and today is August 28th, 2020. Well, lots been going on here. The riots keep rioting, but they're peaceful protesters. They're just turning up the temperature via Molotov cocktails. Isn't that true? Well, that's what the mainstream media would like you to believe, but you do know better, and you're going to hear from somebody who will tell you even better. Her name is Kathy Barnett, running for Congress and author, Nothing to Lose, Everything to Gain, Being Black and Conservative in America. And we're thrilled to have you back on, Kathy. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me on.
As always. So we've had a convention take place. We've had two conventions. I guess the Republicans are wrapping up shortly. And wow, what a contrast in visions. What a contrast in perceptions of reality. And what a contrast in just everything, tone, you name it. Hey, and I should remind you out there, please email us with your thoughts or post it to our Facebook page or to our YouTube if you are watching this, listening to this on YouTube. So, Kathy, the contrasts were pretty startling between the Democratic convention and the Republican convention, weren't they?
Oh, most certainly. And I couldn't even watch the RNC convention this week and not compare it to what we had to endure last week. And it reminded me not just of the distinction between what the Democratic Party's vision is for America versus what the Republican Party vision is, but it's the exact same with my opponent as well. I see the hope in this nation. She sees the doom. I see a land full of opportunities. All she sees is gloom. I see life in this nation, and all she sees is systemic racism everywhere. And it's the exact same. You take that comparison and you can apply it to what we've been experiencing by watching the juxtaposed conventions between this week with the RNC and that of the DNC last week. It's gloom and doom last week. The sky is falling. And by the way, America is rotten at the core. And then this week we turn on the television and we see not paid actors, because that's what they had for the most part at the DNC, but we actually see people telling their stories, people telling us about their journey. And I think it was a stark wake-up call, a reminder for the American people this week that our nation is still a land of opportunities.
And Kathy, we got these riots going on. They're serious. Of course, they're happening in a Democratic-controlled cities and states. And a lot of you out there are very concerned about it. You're afraid they're coming to your neighborhood, wherever you might be, red or blue. And yet the Democrats didn't see fit to even mention it. Why do you think that is?
Because the rioting, the looting, all of these false narratives that are looming around all over the place, they have become effective tools in the hands of the Democratic Party to drum up the excitement and the energy that their candidate, Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, do not have. They have all the passion of two tick mites. So they cannot draw people into the ballot booths on November 3rd. So the Democratic Party is looking at other ways. They can't relive Me Too movement because, of course, you have Joe Biden and the Tara Reid scandal. So they're looking for something else. And theirs is systemic racism. That's just one of the many tools. Now, of course, you know, this is not a race war that we're experiencing all across our nation. This is really all about control. Democrats want control by any means necessary. necessary. If a couple of people got to die in the streets, oh well, that's just the cost that must be paid in order for them to gain power. If you have to lose every single thing you've worked for your entire life, then oh well, you know what, that's just the cost. That's the cost of them getting power back in their hands. That is what we're experiencing today. It's not a race war. They're using the color of my skin to justify the tearing down of this country. Not just the color of my skin, but the history of this nation. They're using it to justify them tearing it down because, you know, again, if we tear it down, but we are the ones left in control, then we're okay with that. That's a price we're willing to pay. That is what I believe the Democrat Party has succumbed to.
And a perfect example of this, Kathy, is Ms. Klasik from Baltimore. She really just blows the lid off of everything, all the failed Democratic policies for the past nearly 60 years, rat-infested slums, burned down services, just rampant corruption and theft. And she really did it in such an eloquent, classy way. And really, I haven't heard the Democrats even respond to her, but it was her commercial that she has on the air on the internet, and everything she's done, it reminded me a lot of you.
Well, I mean, because it's been so inspiring to see so many Black people specifically at the RNC telling their stories. None of us are angry. We all have a smile on our faces. We're all very happy people because we recognize that this is a land of opportunities. I mean, your listeners, I told you my story. I come from a pig farm in southern Alabama. I grew up below the bottom rung of the economic ladder. When I heard Senator Tim Scott say, you know, from cotton to Congress in one generation, that's my story too. From a pig farm to now running for Congress, all in one generation.
How about this? From pork to pork barrel in one generation.
Oh my gosh. From pork to cutting the pork. Yeah. In one generation, right? I mean, but this is where we are. And so it's so exciting to see, you know, one is that, you know, it goes counter to what Joe Biden said, that if you don't vote Democrat, then you ain't Black. So now we see a number of self-professing Black people who got the skin color to back it up, standing up saying, you know what, I'm not voting Democrat, and here are my logical, factual, statistical reasons why. It's not just, I'm not just stuck in my emotions. You know what I was thinking about is that we are, according to Joe Biden, the what did he call us? The notable exceptions. Because according to Joe Biden, Black people are monolithic thinkers, with the exception of the notable exceptions. So the people you are watching on at the RNC this week, including myself, we are the notable exceptions. We recognize that we are no longer slaves. And so no one gets to tell us what it means to be Black. We are free now, and we intend to stay that way. And that makes liberals mad.
I can only imagine here, and I love your enthusiasm and your passion. And the idea of saying to somebody, if they don't do something, then they're not a member of their race. Does that mean you've mysteriously transformed to some other race? Or maybe you can just self-identify. If there's 57 different genders on Facebook, one of which is peanut butter, maybe we have a lot more races, Kathy, and we just are not aware of them. But I'm sure that the left will let us know, right?
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next.
Osino Resources is a Ross Beatty-backed gold exploration company in mining-friendly Namibia. Osino's district-scale land package is situated near two producing gold mines, one of which Osino's management team previously developed and sold to B2 Gold. Osino's founders and management are experienced mining professionals who have already successfully developed and sold two companies in the past 7 years. Osino has a tight share structure, and with its current treasury, it can self-fund the advancement of its gold discovery into at least 2022. This is an exploration company with drills turning that you'll definitely want to pay attention to. Osino trades in New York under the ticker OSIIF. and in Toronto under the ticker OSI. To learn more, go to OsinoResources.com. That's OsinoResources.com.
The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
I mean, like, they're so arrogant. I haven't had a number of white liberals try to explain to me what it means to be black. They are shameless. They will stand toe to toe and try to explain why it is that if I say to them, I don't feel oppressed, well, they will explain to me why I'm wrong and why actually I am. If I say I'm not a victim, they will stand there and say, oh, no, but you are. Let me count the many ways that you are. Does racism exist in this nation? Yes, it does. There is a legitimate conversation to be had, and I intend to bring that conversation to the floor when I get to Congress. But there is a legitimate conversation to be had about continuing down the path of full inclusion. There are those who are marginalized. There are those who are underrepresented, and they need a voice. I know what it means to come from nothing. And I know what it takes in order to build a life for yourself. And you saw that on display throughout the RNC convention, black, white, or whatever, brown, right? Because you had, someone else saying, I can't remember her name right now, it just escaped me. But nonetheless, that's the American story. This is a land of opportunities.
But what do you say to the person who says, effectively, you aren't black? What they say is, you are black, but you're an Uncle Tom because you are supporting the party of the elites, which really the Republican Party isn't. The elites are on the other side. But what do you say to somebody that you're just who says you're an Uncle Tom, which they do say to you?
You know, I mean, a long time ago, I realized I am not obligated to make anyone feel comfortable with my presence. I don't feel the need to explain my existence to anyone. So I don't go around trying to explain to people, trying to make people feel comfortable with my presence. I have done the hard work. I know exactly who I am. I have done the work. I know my country. I know the good, the bad, the downright ugly. And yet I stand here to say I represent all that is good about this country. And I love my nation. Our nation is in trouble. We have way too many people who know the difference between right and wrong who are saying nothing out of fear of being canceled, out of fear of not being invited to the local tea party. I have no idea, but we're not standing up in the manner in which we should. And as a result, our nation is in trouble. And we now need good people to stand up and do something. So when someone has an opinion about me, I know who I am. So if you tell me I'm a bird and I know I'm not a bird, why would I stand and try to prove to you that why would I jump off a building just to prove to you I can't fly? I know who I am. So it really doesn't matter to me what other people think.
Hey, you're really an inspiration. I had on a gentleman the other day, and I'm sure you know him, Terrence K. Williams.
Yes.
And Terrence, blew me away almost as much as you, because if anybody had everything against him, going against him in life, and probably racism too, just to add to the pot, it was he. And yet, he rose above it against amazing odds, just like you. And, you know, I'm just inspired so much. And I think to myself, well, hey, I kind of grew up, I had it pretty easy. I got my problems, but you know, my problems pale compared to the challenges that you and Terrence have had to meet to get where you are today, to become really role models and inspirational. It's quite touching.
You know, and I recognize, you know, we don't all have to have the same stories. I am so very grateful that my children will never know what it feels like to stand in front of an empty refrigerator door and wonder where the next meal is going to come from. My children has never sat in a dark room because I could not pay for the rent and the light bill.
Right.
I'm grateful, right? And I don't believe that people need to have the exact same experiences to understand, you know, that this is a wonderful world, a wonderful nation that we're living in. If you are born an American, you are born immediately into privilege. And having traveled so much of the world, being in the military, I know that to be a fact. I don't need someone to approve that message. I know what I've seen when I traveled abroad. And so I recognize that. And so although others may not have had the experience of Terrence and I, maybe people haven't grown up on a pig farm, dirt poor, beyond dirt poor, but we all identify with the fact that, you know, we know what it means to work hard. Many of us know what it means to work hard, and we know what it means to build something. And because I know what that feels like and what that means and how much has to go into that, when I see these, you know, little fiefdoms, these little governors who are acting like little kings and queens with a pen destroying people's lives, that hits me personally, because I know what it takes to be able to, you know, to sacrifice and to scratch and claw your way into some kind of existence. And to see people just with a smirk on their face and with a wiggle of their wrist just write a rule out of thin air that bars people from making a living, I mean, we can do better than this. And that is what I'm offering. That is what I'm offering the people in the 4th District of Pennsylvania.
Okay. And, you know, in biblical times or in prior times, ancient times, we called people like this rulers because they make rules for everyone else to follow. And what we really need here is leaders who inspire people and understand the needs of their people, of their constituents, and go about empowering them in the best way possible rather than creating dependence. Hey, Kathy, if we want to contribute to your campaign, check out your campaign's website. Where do you go?
You can go to Kathy Barnett for Congress.com. Kathy Barnett for Congress.com.
And that's Barnett. ForCongress.com. There's a link to it in the show notes to this interview. And send us emails, KL@KerryLutz.com, Twitter feed @KerryLutz, Facebook page, Financial Survival Network. And that's our website, financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Sign up for a free newsletter. Kathy, you're so inspiring. We only wish you the best. Our fingers are crossed. We're really pushing for you.
Thank you so very much. Thank you for having me on.
Hey, and don't forget the book, Nothing to Lose, Everything to Gain, Being Black and Conservative in America. It's in hardcover on Amazon and wherever fine books used to be sold. Kathy, great luck to you. We'll be looking forward to speaking with you after your inauguration.
Thank you so much.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.